One, the only, Mr. Billy Fappiano. Billy!
With his buddies, Frank Paredes and Jerome Taylor right here.
Hey, gentlemen.
And if you would just, I mean, we're going to break right into some tunes in a minute, but Dave, if you could tell us how you keep your hair so fluffy under the headsets, because hair is very important in our business, don't you think? Is this like a Rick Martel trick that you, did you pick it up from Rick or something?
Well, actually, it's interesting that you bring that up, because sometime this hour, we're going to give away a free haircut to Fantastic Sam's.
Does that have something to do with it, Dave?
Yeah. In fact, because Marty goes to Fantastic Sam's.
Looks good.
We were trying to think about, Marty, why do you look so great, you know? Your new makeup? You've lost some weight?
I wish.
I don't know. No, it's that hair. That's hair of yours.
Why, thank you.
You know, your hair is your spiritual antenna, and
well,
it brings in the thing. But you know what? Let's just rock into a tune. Frank, why don't you start us out, bro?
Okay, here we go.
All right, so it's going to be loud?
You tell us.
I don't know. Okay.
How was it today?
Yeah, but we're in a smaller place.
Sunshine daily on the mountain top. I took a trip on a sailing ship, but when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl down in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere, and the dancing girls swing to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine down to S-L-O. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl down in Kingston Town.
You're gonna wake up a little Ricky if you don't look out.
Down at the market, you can hear ladies cry out while their heads a bare. Hockey, rice, saw fish are nice, and the rum is good any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. They finally let me live in Morro Bay. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl down in Kingston Town. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl down in Kingston Town.
Yeah, all right, Billy and Frank and Jerome. Nicely done, boys.
Thanks. Well, we're all relaxed after being at Cisco's from 12 to 4 and seeing you over there, Dave, enjoying your sandwich. Small town, huh?
Well, it was funny. The guy was with Jim Smith. He had never been to Cisco's before, even though he's lived in town for about 15 years. We're having lunch together. Like, well, let's go to Cisco's. He's like, I don't think I've been there.
And, you know, that's the best game in town. I know they're not listening to us right now, but I got to say, I was telling the guys today, that's one of my favorite gigs because you're outside.
It's really fun, yeah.
The weather couldn't have been more perfect, you know, and you got a great view.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that place has been around forever.
Yeah, forever. We used to play back in the days. We still call it the Spindle.
The Spindle.
The 70s.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I went there before I even moved here. So your friend's got no excuse.
I know. I can't explain it.
Yeah, Jerome's been here, what, 14 years?
14 years now, yeah.
I see, and Jerome's wearing a Cub shirt.
Absolutely.
From Chicago?
Where? 38 years. Where? I was born in Hyde Park.
All right, Des Plaines.
Really?
Maine West High School.
Oh, no kidding. Oh.
Cub fan?
I'm not. I am to the extent that I'm a baseball fan, you know. But baseball, yeah.
It's been 100 years.
Yeah.
It's been 100 years since we won. So.
Wow.
But I bring a little karma.
What brought you out here from Chicago?
A divorce.
Okay.
My folks had retired here. I'd been coming here for vacations for about 5 years, and the first thought I had when my wife told me she was leaving was, see ya. If you leave, I'm leaving too. I'm going out to California.
Where were you at the time?
In Chicago, okay. South suburbs, Park Forest.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was first thought, and it never left.
And how did you meet Frank and Billy?
I actually met Frankie through Louis Ortega.
Yeah.
And I just think the way everybody meets Billy, he just sort of turns up everywhere. And
like a bad penny.
But we've been playing music together since way back then. So.
Yeah, it's real funny because we are the first Croon Dogs. I mean,
yes, we are. Right.
That's the name of the band right now, folks, is the Croon Dogs, who've been going for probably 10 to 12 years. And this was the first incantation of the band. And then it went through different iterations and finally through different things that happened.
We're all back.
Yeah, we're all back together and we're having a blast. Frank and I played together for a year and a half out at Old Port in three nights a week. We should own.
Hi, Leonard.
Yeah, we should own the song Gloria because, I mean, you know, by Squatter's Rights, you know, we play that song more times than Van Morrison ever.
That one in Margaritaville.
I think Jimmy's rich enough that he could cut it loose. But let's, you know, right?
Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, yeah. You had the gig today from 12 to 4.
Uh-huh.
You're doing this. What else are you doing this weekend?
This week?
I mean, you're a working band. This is how you make your living, right?
Right.
This is what you do.
Yeah, but you're not busy all the time.
Yeah,
and
I'm curious.
Yeah, so some of us play with other guys, you know, in different places.
Yeah, you have to out here.
Yeah, and we all play in different bands, but I would have to say that we're all committed to this band. I mean, we rehearse every Wednesday, and we do the songs that we love, and we rehearse. We have original stuff that we haven't even got to because there's so many tunes that we want to be able to pick up and play in different places. And we do a lot of weddings. Like last week, we played at the what was that winery thing? It was Earth Day.
Up in Santa Margarita.
Yeah.
It was great.
And the band that was supposed to play the thing, one of the guys got sick, so they gave us a call, and we made the gig, and that was a great gig. But I mean, a lot of people know us and know the band. It's just, you know, they're not sure which band it was because everybody plays in different bands together. You know, I mean, they're going, no, is this Louis's band, but Louis ain't here yet, or what's
Louis
going on?
Louis was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and then we all played out at the clubhouse with Louis. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's such an inbred community. I mean, it's a wonder all our teeth are so straight.
But literally, you're living gig to gig. I mean, it's not like you just do this on the side and you sell insurance during the day. This is your life, Billy.
Well, this is mine, yeah. I mean, these guys have other jobs.
We have jobs.
Right.
But they depend on the music thing as well. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, you could actually say that their day gigs are just their other gigs, you know.
To support the music habit.
To support the music habit. Really, that's the way it goes, right. You know.
What else you want to play?
Let's put a shout out to Brian Kennedy, our good buddy out there who spent a little time in Cuba. And it is the first week of Jazz Fest that all of us
Jazz and Heritage Fest down in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, and this is from one of the best bands out there. Guys are so nice. And this is a band that we picked up, a song that we picked up from one of the bands called the Iguanas, who, look them up, they are fabulous.
Okay.
Para donde vas? Vamos a bailar la cumbia, mamá. Ay, 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 ¿para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? Se va a ser valle. Bailar conmigo, si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas de donde quieres, no me puedo entrar, porque quiero amarte más y más y más.
Más y más.
¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? ¿Para dónde 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 vas? baile, bailar conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas de donde quieres, no me puedo entrar. Pues quiero amarte más y más y más y más. ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas?
Yeah.
The Coon Dogs, yay!
Yeah.
And I see in the control booth you're just bopping your little head with us, and
yeah,
that makes
that's
us feel
right,
good.
Okay? That's right.
The audience of one there. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More live music and our free haircut that we're going to give away from Fantastic Sam's. I'm Dave Congleton here with the Coon Dogs right here on News Talk 920 KVEC. It is 6:21 on News Talk 920 KVC. Billy Solomon have rhythm. Yeah, right. Fox News at the bottom of the hour. The Coon Dogs are here. What's the website, Billy?
Oh, thank you, Dave, for the shameless plug.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, that's why we're here. Fun Live. L-I-V-E, music.com, funlivemusic.
And you guys are available for gigs, any kind of parties, private parties?
There's not anything.
Events? You need a group?
Except for, like, another Bush deal. Anything that's involved with George Bush, we want.
Yeah, I'm busy that night.
Yeah,
probably
we're busy.
Won't
but,
be
yeah.
Way busy that night.
And we were having a band meeting just a little while ago.
I have to reprimer the Jeep.
But other than that, and I'll tell you, this band, we can take us anywhere because we play big, huge concert venues with sound reinforcement, huge things. And then we can set up in the bathroom at the house. I mean, right
hey, you're
now.
Here. You're
or
here.
Or at the Dave Congleton show.
You're
yeah.
here.
And the one guy we're missing, and we want to send a shout-out to our sax player, Mr. Scotty Wright. We call him Mr. Wonderful because he is, like, our favorite sax player.
Well, who is the woman at the Cisco's with you today?
That's another person that we're inbred with. That's the lovely Deborah Winsong.
Okay.
And she was playing harmonica with us.
All right. Well, how about another song, gentlemen?
Okay.
We got Billy, we got Frank, we got Jerome.
One, two, three, like I love you, he's trying to.
final act is over. You're left standing all alone. He takes his bow, makes his final exit, but I'll be there to take you home. And you're why? 'Cause he don't love you like I love you. If he did, he wouldn't break your heart. He don't love you like I love you. He's trying to tear us apart. He don't love you like I love you. He don't love you like I love you. He never will. No, 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 no.
The Crib Dogs have taken over the Dave Congleton Show. Nicely done, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dave.
Billy, what are you playing today?
What are we playing?
No, what are you playing?
Your
guitar.
Oh, this old thing. It's guys talk about their instruments like girls talk about their tops.
Hey,
you know,
nice
top.
Yeah.
It's an old Martin guitar,
right.
And these are the sought-after ones that you want to get.
Frankie, what do you got?
I've got, of course, a Music Man bass made right here in San Luis Obispo. Help make it myself.
All right.
And I don't play anything but Music Man. Yeah. I love them. They sound great. Okay. Yeah.
And you won't be fired if you do.
And right? That's right. But Sterling, if you're listening.
Jerome, what do you have over there?
I got a set of conga drums here. Maybe I should call them congol drums today.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem. And the interesting thing is when I first came out here and I started playing with Frankie and Louie, I used to carry a set of bongo drums, the smaller ones,
yeah.
in a carry-on bag. I brought two carry-on bags, and bongo drums was with it. And that's how we actually hooked up and playing.
Yeah, so that's in a hurry to get out of Chicago.
I'm telling you, I sure was. But you know how those divorce things go. It took a while.
And the wind had something to do with it, too.
The wind had nothing to do with it. I was ready to fly. But usually when we play, I play full drum set.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's really nice with this band. We like to adjust to various settings and to play in different ways, so it's a pleasure. It's been really fun today.
And it's a tribute to your eclectic nature that you can do this.
Yeah, we do a lot of
different
stuff. Different venues. We've played like these bank places where like they want, okay, we want it festive, but keep it low so people can talk right in front of you, and we can do that, and we're not upset. You
we're
know?
Wallpaper, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And we've had
but very tasteful wallpaper. Mm-hmm. That's the trick.
You do whatever the client wants.
Yeah, exactly.
They even want us to maybe play at a nudist place one time.
Oh,
yeah, remember that?
Yeah, we were playing a wedding.
Well, we got to go to news. We'll get that story. We'll get that story when we come back. And more live music, plus a free haircut from Fantastic Sam's. I'm Dave Congleton along with Marty Hall. We're here with the Croon Dogs. Billy's here. Frankie's here. Jerome's here as well. We'll be back after the update. Stay with us. They're playing along with the music bumpers, ladies and gentlemen. The Croon Dogs are here. I'm Dave Congleton. Let's go to Marty Hall. Get the very latest in time saver traffic and weather together. Marty.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic-wise, we're looking very nice out there this Friday evening. No incidents to report at this time. Weather is looking very nice as well. Very mild tonight. Lows in the 40s to mid-50s. Clear skies. Tomorrow we're looking sunny. Highs in the mid-70s to 80s, 90s up in the North County. Gusty winds later on in the afternoon, but it's going to be beautiful this weekend. Great weekend to be out and about here on the Central Coast. from the Jiffy Lube Traffic Center with Time Saver Traffic and Weather Together. I'm Marty. Now back to the guys here at News Talk 920 KVEC.
Thank you, Marty. I swear, there's something about Marty that... What is it about you?
The hair.
Is the hair?
The smile, too.
Oh, look at her.
Marty, what have you done to your hair lately?
It might be attitude.
Attitude. I go to Fantastic Sam's.
Oh, you go to Fantastic Sam's, really?
I do.
Boy, it's made all the difference, because before you was kind of shy and, I don't know.
Dull.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, lately, it's a whole new you. So the only thing you've done differently in your life is that you've started going to Fantastic Sam's.
That's right.
Which one of the 14 locations on the Central Coast do you go to, Marty?
I go to the Marigold Center.
Are they treat you nice?
Yes, they do.
All right. So you recommend that other people might go to Fantastic Sam's?
Absolutely.
Do you think if we were to give away a gift certificate now for a free haircut, someone might call in and claim it?
Oh, definitely.
But I don't know if they could handle the exciting life that you have.
Well, that's just the chance they'll have to take, isn't it now?
Jerome, get your cell phone out.
I got it.
All right, we got a free haircut. This is good at any of the 14 Fantastic Sam's on the Central Coast.
Yes, it's an adult haircut.
An adult haircut? Well, we don't have any kids listening now. Some 8-year-old's going to call in? I don't know.
I can't be responsible.
All right, we'll take caller number 12 right here, right now, 543-8830. Or 1-800-549-5832, 1-800-549-KVEC, caller number 12. You'll win a gift certificate for a free haircut from any of the 14 Fantastic Sam's on the Central Coast. Man or woman, it doesn't matter. And you'll end up looking like Marty Hall.
Woo-hoo! Maybe acting like her, too.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. The website has your gigs, your gig list?
Yeah, it has calendars, it has pictures, it has lots of information.
Not sound bites.
Sound bites.
Yeah.
Photos? Photos. More stuff than you'd ever want to know. Still working on the tractor hats, the fly swatters, and the mud flaps, folks. So we'll get to that.
You need croon dog fly swatters?
I think that'd be a good idea. Usually we use our tails, but, you know, other people got to... use other things.
The website is, again,
Fun Live Music, L-I-V-E, Music. Fun Live Music, or just Google Mighty Croon Dogs. MightyCroonDogs.com will get you there, too. We have two of them. So.
These phones are going nuts.
Are they?
So people are listening because of you guys.
Okay.
And they want to grab a free haircut.
Well, very cool. Now, when they get their free haircut, let's also educate as well. We're going to teach you a new word. From New Orleans. It's called Bobo.
No, first you're going to tell us the story about the nudist colony, but first we're going to meet Jimmy in Oceano on KVEC. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
We're great, Jimmy. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. I need a haircut.
Oh,
so
wait a second. This is somebody I know?
he can't win.
He can win? I don't have anything to do with it. Jim, you need a haircut.
I do need a haircut, and I just happened to catch this little show here, so I'm just very happy right now.
You know, Jimmy, do you know that Billy Fabiano wears a hairpiece?
No, he would know that. He's my brother, and he just got back from Oregon, and I didn't tell him anything about the show because he's been gone for 2 weeks, so he just tuned into the show.
But Billy wears a hairpiece. He has a hairnet.
is that you, Billy?
No, it might be Rick Martel. Dave, you gave it all away.
You're the one who gave it away.
I promised I wouldn't. Not on the air, I didn't. But, folks, you'll just have to email us and ask what the heck we were talking about. Jim, I'm glad you got a free haircut out of this because I know you just spent a bunch of money on your vacation. It's Jim, Jerome.
I know
my
who
brother.
It is.
Hi, yeah. Jerome.
How you doing, bud?
Is this really you? What luck to meet for me to catch you while you're on radio.
You just happened to tune in, huh?
Marty, do we allow the brothers of guests to win prizes?
Absolutely. Right. Sounds like Jimmy does need it.
Oh, he does. He does.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Jimmy, hang on. Marty will take your information. Thanks for listening to KVC, even if it is by accident.
Okay, now the quick story of the nudist colony.
The long story. I want to hear it.
The long story. I'll take my time. We're playing a wedding at this place, and I guess I should not mention the name.
Yeah.
And later on, the lady who runs the whole show, she goes, well, you know, and it's a beautiful place, natural surroundings.
Locally?
Locally in the Paso Robles area. And they go, well, would you folks be agreeable to, we have a lot of clothing optional events up here that we have lots of moonlight dances, and we'd like to know if you would like to play at an event such as this. And
Well, I'm not going to say no, so I go over to the band and I go, well, would you guys be agreeable to playing it? And Dave, they do need an MC there, too.
Hey,
so,
I'm there.
All right,
I'm
we can
there.
All party together.
Okay, I'm there.
And maybe we can all get haircuts at the same time before we go, and we'll all look good and have fishing weights hanging from our heads in the moonlight.
So somewhere up in Redneck area, there's...
Funny, yeah. It's funny, but there's little... The great thing about living in this county, there's little pockets of freaks all over, and we played in every one pocket of freaks.
They dance noon at midnight.
No, nude, Dave. I know you have a hard time saying
they
that because
nude,
this is...
Nude.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The full moon.
And, yeah, full moon. And like I said, they do need MCs there to,
okay,
you know, hand out the party favors and whatever. So we hope to see you there. Okay, that's the story on that. Now, here's the thing, the Bobo thing. We're going to educate you all. Since this is the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival weekend, here's a song about something you can get. You don't have to go to New Orleans to get this, and I hope you don't get this because it's a hangover, and it's a wicked hangover, and I hope you don't get one. And this is a guy singing a song about him having one.
Here are the Croon Dogs. Pausing? They're going to go? All right.
I figured out I missed the modulation on that song. It just went. Sometimes you make mistakes, folks.
I don't know. Does he have a bobo?
Well.
Okay.
Hello.
There's
hello.
That anyway.
Yay!
And that's a brand new song, folks. We rehearse every Wednesday, and we're learning songs by the millions.
How do you define the music that you play? It is, what do you look for?
When people ask us what kind of music do you play, we go both kinds, good and bad. You know,
but I think your website address is pretty much what the idea of the band is.
Yeah.
It's a party band, and it depends on what kind of party you want to have. But the idea is to play music that people can dance to, and have a good time with. You know, it's not just self-indulgence on our part, which is fun to do, but you want to work.
And then
party happen.
And then we can be wallpaper too, though.
Yes,
you know?
We can.
I mean, we can play, because a lot of times we'll play weddings and we got to play, like, you know, background music, and we're happy to do that. And I think we've kind of invented a new genre, which is I don't know exactly what to call it, but it's the kind of music where we'll take like kick butt rock tunes and turn them into elevator songs. You know, so people can
relax. Is that a good idea?
That's a good question.
Well, like,
is that something to be proud of?
I think so, because we're playing it
at Pozo, and we played an AC/DC tune and turned a AC/DC song into a samba.
Right.
And one person who loves AC/DC, she's going, and I'm listening to that song, and all of a sudden I go, oh, my God, it's AC/DC, and I really liked it.
It's worth it for the response we get from people, and they are a little dumbfounded sometimes, like our version of Stairway to Heaven.
And matter of fact, they can go to the
you
website.
You do a version of Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, kind of a loungy swing version.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Brave Combo did a version with Tiny Tim right before he passed on into the next world, and they did a kind of a loungy version.
Kind of a horrible version.
A really bad version of Stairway to Heaven. Tiny Tim, I mean, you think of him as Tip. But he's got this booming low voice, too, and he did Stairway to Heaven. And so we redid it as a jazz swing tune one time when we were playing some at a doctor's party, and then the food server guy goes, hey, play some Led Zeppelin. We're trying to, how can we balance both worlds? We'll do it as a jazz swing tune. And we just popped in, do, 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 do. There's Scotty on the sax, and he's do, 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 do.
Well, you just mentioned Pozo, and here's Rhonda from the Pozo Saloon. Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi, Dave. Hi.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Billy.
How are you doing out there? Are you working right now and listening to the Dave Show?
No, I'm driving down the freeway, but when they were talking about the haircuts, I want you to give up your secrets about your hairdo.
Mice? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
That's another story.
It's a hairnet.
Okay. This
and
is...
you guys sound great. You sound wonderful.
Thanks, Rhonda. Thanks so much.
Great show.
Rhonda owns the Pozo Saloon out there, and we're playing out there, and I had to run to another gig.
Yeah.
And I'm always kidding her husband, Brian, about his hair because it always looks Rick Martell-ish.
Yes, it does.
And they happen to have spray-on cheese product. I don't think I'm allowed to say what it is. And we looked at it, and we said, Rhonda, what kind was it? It was bacon-flavored. I remember that. What kind was it? Do you remember?
Well, you put it on your hair. I think it did smell like bacon.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Do you remember what kind it was? Was it Cheese Whiz?
Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, we put it on the hair. And did Brian put it on his hair?
He must have.
Yes, he did.
He's always looking fabulous since that you let up that secret.
And
who knew? And Billy, what made you think this was a good idea?
Yeah. Well, I thought of the aerosol in the cheese, and cheese is protein, and protein is good for your hair. Can you see my thread?
Why not wear a hat?
Rhonda, how did my hair look, though?
Your hair always looks fabulous.
Thank you, darling.
You're fabulous. You guys sound great.
Okay.
Thank you. Drive carefully.
So book us out there, Rhonda.
Okay. Third Sunday of every month. It's yours.
Okay. But my hair smelled like bacon for like two weeks after that. So
how hard is it to get a gig these days?
You know.
Too many bands, few.
There's a lot of bands, and you know, there's a lot of special events, and there's a lot of ones that we go back to. I mean, it seems like this is the unbusiest. I mean, I'll be totally honest. This is the least busiest we've been in probably 8 years.
I guess so, since you're here.
Well, a Friday at 6 o'clock isn't tough. You know, we could do this in between games because we play from 12 to 4. We could play from 6 to 7 and rush off and
play from 9 to 1.
Yeah, play some other place, you know. So we would come and support you, Dave.
I appreciate that, Billy.
But there's a lot of special events we do. For instance, we do the Atascadero Wine Festival every year, and that's a big hoot, and that's one of the best small wine festivals. Instead of them turning it into this huge thing where all the out-of-townies come, this is like one for the locals. Have you been to that one?
No.
Okay.
I don't go out much. I don't. I really
Sorry,
don't.
It's the Spindle today, or at Cisco's.
That's probably the first time I was there in 2 years.
Okay. Well, good idea.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back for a final segment of the Croon Dogs. More music, more fun right here on News Talk 920 KVEC. Fox News at the top of the hour, then consumer advocate Clark Howard. Marty and I will be back on Monday. Special guest will be District 1 Supervisor Harry Ovitt, who will make the case for his reelection. We're back with the Croon Dogs. We got Frankie and Jerome and Billy here. How about another song, guys?
Yeah, we're going to rip. We've been yakking too much. It's all about the music, you guys. Here's a song from the same band from New Orleans.
The Iguanas. Thank you, thank
you. One, two, one, two, three. I, when I come home yesterday, I
got a big surprise. Lupita, she took all my things, threw them all outside. When I come home yesterday, Lupita said to me, I've got a brand new love, it's over, can't you see? Que será de mí? Que será de mí? Que será de mí, Lupita? Que será de mí, Lupita? Que será de mí? Que será de mí? Que será de mí, Lupita? Que será de mí? Ay, Lupita, Lupita, what more can I say? Lupita, Lupita, ay, perdóname. Que será de mí? Que será de mí? Que será de mí, Lupita? Que será de mí, Lupita? Que será de mí? Que será de mí? Que será de mí, Lupita? Que será de mí? Échale. Sake of brevity, let's have a little bit of levity and turn Jerome loose.
Go.
Hey. Now I'm the king of the jungle VIP. Well, I hit the top and I had to stop. That's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town. And we just like the other man, tired of monkeying around. So, ooh, 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 I want to be just like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you do. Can't you see that an ape like me can learn to be human too?
We got about 3 minutes.
We can do it.
The Croon Dogs on the Dave Congleton Show.
Little swing music, you can just pat on the dashboard. Rhonda, have you heard the news? There's good rockin' at midnight. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' at midnight. Now hold that phone down, baby, now. Oh, what a wonderful time but we had that night. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' at midnight. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' at midnight. Now hold that phone down, baby, now. Oh, what a wonderful time but we had that night. Sweet Georgia Brown and sweet Lorraine, they got lost in Caledonia's rain. I'm telling you, I'll tell you the bits. You just take a little bit of cheese whiz and you put it on your hair, and everything's square. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' at midnight. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' at midnight. I don't want to make you moan, but I'm gonna send you off to Jerome. He's gonna bang the drums, make you feel it.
Oh, Jerome.
all right on that. Frank's parade is on the base. She bent down and lost that wig, and in brown she left and she got sick. A Caledonian got mad and grabbed a brick, singing, hey, there's a good rockin' in the midnight. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' at midnight. Have you heard the news? There's good rockin' at midnight.
Yeah.
Now hold that phone. If I saw Louis Prima come in, and he'd do all right, and he'd say, boo doo doo ba 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 da doo doo, boo doo doo ba 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 da doo doo, boo doo doo ba 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 da doo doo, boo doo doo ba ba ba. We'd do it all right when Dave Cockle tends beating on the big bass drum over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow 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 da doo doo, boo doo doo ba wow wow da doo doo, boo doo doo ba wow wow da doo doo. Bow, bow, wow. Put the phone down, Rhonda, you're gonna smash it up.
Wow. Wow.
And here's where I would say goodbye.
You guys are having way too much fun. Thanks to the mighty Croon Dog. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you, Frankie.
You're welcome.
The website is
Fun Live Music or Mighty Croon Dogs.
What's your next gig? Where do you go? What's next up?
Next, oh God, I have to go to the calendar, folks. I'll be going to the calendar and taking a look, and that's how we find out.
We got a lot of private ones coming up. We got some big shows this summer, so watch for the band. We will be. We're doing the Templeton concert series, I believe.
Uh huh.
Paso.
Good luck with the new dancing in Paso Robles.
Well, you're the MC.
I'll go. Sure, I'll go. Marty, thanks for your help.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend.
And thank you, everybody. Thank you for supporting Hometown Radio. We'll do it again Monday at 3. I'm Dave Congleton. Now, Tanner, Simon, Snoopy, and Ginger, get off the couch, get out the leashes. I'm coming home. Take care.